from the 2015 Beltwide Cotton Conference. I'm Tony St. James, joined by Dr. Bob Bruss. Bob is Technical Services Manager for Nufarm. Great to see you.
Well, thanks for asking me to be here, Tony. So, having a great meeting so far, and look forward to sharing some information on some of our products with you.
For those who don't know you, a little background. How'd you end up where you are today?
Well, I'm going to date myself now because I go all the way back to Union Carbide Ag Products Company and started off with them there in the Raleigh area back in 1981 and had tours with Rome Polonc of Ennis and Bayer for a while. Then worked for North Carolina Department of Agriculture in their pesticide division for a few years, and now I'm with Nufarm still in that Raleigh area. So I've have a few years under my belt and working with a number of products, but I still enjoy working with developing new pesticides and crop protection chemicals. So find it always challenging, always interesting. Even if some of the products stay the same, you know, the situation changes out there all the time.
Now, for those who don't know much about Nufarm, how do you explain the cut?
Well, Nufarm specializes a lot in post-patent technology, so we really don't develop new active ingredients ourselves, but we're still an innovative company because what we try to do is take some of the active ingredients that come off patents and come out with new formulations that still add value, you know, from the formulation side. So we do that and try to deliver, you know, value-added products still, even though the most of the actives we work with are off patent. We have a wide portfolio, I think, of over 45 products just on ag by itself. So, as the only technical person working for the field crops right now, it keeps me pretty busy, you know, just trying to develop some of our new products as well as providing technical support for any of the field issues that come up during the year.
Well, since we're talking cotton, you know, one of the areas that is important is plant growth regulators. We don't have those. We've got a mess on our hands. What do you have for producers?
Well, we've got quite a portfolio of cotton plant growth regulators. First of all, we have Mepix, which is Mepiquat chloride, so that's used early season to manage aggressive plant growth. And then when you get it toward the end of the season, we have a lot of cotton harvest aids. You know, there's Super Bowl, which is just Ethafon, which its real strength is for bowl opening. We have Cotton Quick, which is Ethafon, plus some urea sulfate in there, which helps improve some of the defoliation on there. We have Free Fall, which is thiazuron, which is a good defoliant, but it's also really known for its ability to limit regrowth of cotton. We have Cutout, which is a combination of thiodazuron and diuron, which provides some of that same type of defoliant and regrowth inhibition of thiodazuron, but for tougher defoliation situations, that extra diuron in there really helps. So we have this wider range of cotton plant growth regulators, and now we're going to add a new product for this coming year called Terminate. And Terminate is a combination of Ethafon plus cyclanilid. It provides a little bit better defoliation and regrowth inhibition than Ethafon or Super Bowl by itself. But I think its real strong point is that it will actually open the bowls a little bit quicker than if you just use straight Ethafon. So in tough bowl opening situations, that's where Terminate really has its strengths.
Now, when we talk about Terminate, what are some things that producers need to keep in mind before we get to that point?
Well, just like any natural hormonal plant growth regulator, the cotton is going to have to be ready to open on its own. So they'll have to be looking based on the local experts' recommendations, some of them based on, nodes above crack bowls, some based timings on cutting the bowl opening and seeing if the seed coat color's changing. Some recommendations are based on having 40-50% bowl opening. But the key is to pay attention to your local recommendations on the correct timing for an Ethafon product, because even though it's got cyclanid in there, the plant has to be ready to respond to that. But what it will do is say if you're in a situation where maybe it might take 14 to 17 days for straight Ethafon to open the bowls, you might get that same level of opening with in 10 to 14 days with Terminate because of the cyclanid in there. And where that really comes into play is, you know, a number of circumstances. Like if you want to get into your first field, get your pickers going earlier, then Terminate will probably get, if you use it instead of Super Bowl, you'll probably get into the field a little bit earlier. If you see some bad weather on the horizon, you know, 2 weeks out, you see a tropical storm, you see at the end of the year, you see some cold weather come, and you want to step up things and see if you can get some more out before the bad weather hits, then that's where Terminate come into play. If bad weather has kept you out of the field, now you want to get back in quickly. So when you, you know, 3 or 4 days of extra defoliation, or bowl opening may not seem like a lot, but if you got some, you know, high priced pickers idled that you could have in the field working, that's when, it really helps to have something like Terminate in your portfolio.
Okay, you brought up some great points in there, and as we think about the harvest time, you obviously we're talking pickers, but we also have strippers, which makes us wonder, is this for one region or is this good across the entire belt?
No, it's good across the entire belt, and so I was talking a lot about the situation in the southeast, but they like to use it a lot in stripper and in California cotton, but in some of those circumstances, you'll combine it with some other products as well, maybe to desiccate, get more, better defoliation, but you still want the bowls open. You know, so in those cases, they may use like lower rates of Terminate in combination with some type of desiccation defoliant. So, yeah, it still has utility, but it'll just be used a little bit differently.
Okay, let's close up with some herbicide treatments and some options in 2015.
Well, we've got a couple of new herbicides registered last year that I think will have a little bit more utility to cotton growers next year. One product is Cheetah, and Cheetah is a product that contains glufosinate. And another one is Cheetah Max, and that contains glufosinate plus a residual herbicide, fumesafen. Now, last year we just had them registered for use on conventional crops. But this year, by the time you have cotton or soybeans in the field and ready to be sprayed, we'll have added uses to apply these over the top of applicable Liberty Link crops. So with Cheetah, you'd be able to use it this year over the top of Liberty Link soybeans, Liberty Link cotton. Cheetah Max, because the fumesafen is phytotoxic to the cotton plant, you can't use it over the top, but you can use Cheetah Max post-directed or pre-plant, you know, to cotton. And you could also, though you can use Cheetah Max over the top of Liberty Link soybeans because, of course, the Liberty Link trait, you know, they'll be tolerant to the glufosinate, and soybeans just have a good natural tolerance to fumesafen. So we've got to have Cheetah and Cheetah Max out there, and so we're looking forward to being able to expand the uses of these products as this next use season comes upon us.
Bob, covered a lot of ground there. If we want to find out more about New Farm, is there a place on the internet we can go?
Yeah, we've had a real good website. If you go to Google or something, New Farm Americas, and what you want to look when you get to our website is there's a thing for crop protection guides, and you click on that and you get one of those guides. It's really neat because on the first you know, page of those on the web, you know, is a index of all the products, so you can click on that and get a little synopsis of the product. And you go to the page for that product, and you can actually click on a link there that will take you to an online version of the label. So newfarm.com, you know, it's a good source of information.
Bob, it's great to see you. Hope you have a great year. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Tony.
Again, Dr. Bob Bruss, Technical Services Manager with New Farm Americas from the 2015 Beltwide Cotton Conference in San Antonio. I'm Tony St. James.